Magic: The Gathering Reality Fracture Beginner Guide, What to Buy Before October 2, 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Using Puzzlewix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Buy Multiverse Reforged if you want one complete commander deck. Buy Draft Night if exactly four people want a self-contained pick-two draft. Choose the bundle for 9 play boosters, lands, and table tools. Use play boosters to draft or explore the set. Treat collector boosters as premium collecting, not deck construction. Reality Fracture releases October 2, 2026. A booster is not a deck, and the serialized Bloodline Recollector is a chase treatment rather than stronger game text. Reality Fracture looks like Magic after someone dropped the multiverse, swept up the glittering pieces, and decided the cracks were the interesting part. That visual promise is easy to understand. The product wall is less considerate. This guide gives every box one job. It uses Wizards of the Coast product information check September 7, 2026, then separates verified contents from Puzzlewix judgment. It does not predict singles prices, pull rates, or investment returns. No sealed rectangle can promise to love you back. The 5 Reality Fracture products solve 5 different problems. Wizards currently lists 5 main sealed routes: play boosters, draft night, a bundle, the multiverse reforged commander deck, and collector boosters, plus a separate secret lair bundle. The packaging may share a world. The purchases do not share a purpose. Want a deck you can bring to a commander table? Choose Multiverse Reforged. Want a 4-person opening night? Draft night contains the planned event. Want a modest sampler and useful lands? Choose the bundle. Want to draft with a larger group or open the set? Play boosters. Want premium treatments and accept high variance? Collector boosters. That is the first defense against buying the most dramatic box and discovering it cannot perform the job you imagined. The 5-box rule: if the answer to what happens after I open it is unclear, stop. The commander deck becomes a deck. Draft night becomes a 4-person event. The bundle becomes a personal sampler. Play boosters become a draft or an opening session. Collector boosters become a premium collecting decision. Similar art does not make those jobs interchangeable. Imani says, choose the table experience first. A beautiful box is not a format and a booster is not a deck. What Reality Fracture is, and what Echoed Pairs, actually tells a buyer Reality Fracture takes place in an alternate multiverse that Wizards calls the Echoverse. Familiar strategies and identities appear in changed forms. The publisher says play boosters contain Echoed Pairs, which is a set exploration promise, not a promise that every pair will be valuable, playable in your chosen format, or useful in the same deck. For a beginner, the practical question is not whether the lore is clever. It is whether the product produces a legal, coherent deck. Random boosters do not. They are ingredients, draft material, and discovery. The commander deck is the route that arrives with a finished list. Release day is October 2, 2026. Until cards and sealed products have circulated, claims about actual scarcity, pull frequency, and market winners remain unverified. Wizards presents the Echoverse through paired possibilities. That is a creative premise, not a purchase guarantee. Treat every preview as evidence of the set's design language, then wait for the complete card file and current format rules before deciding what belongs in a competitive list. A parallel world dragon remains subject to ordinary deck construction. Margot says, serialized changes scarcity, not what the card does. That distinction saves a great deal of nonsense. The best first purchase: Multiverse Reforged. If Commander is your destination, Multiverse Reforged is the only announced Reality Fracture product whose main job is to put a complete Commander deck in one player's hands. Wizards describes Jace at the helm and a plan that replaces tokens with alternate reality creatures. That is enough to identify the deck's broad play pattern. It is not permission to declare its final power level before the complete list and real games are available. Buy one copy if your friends already play Commander and the theme appeals to you. Sleeve it, keep the original list intact for 3 games and record which cards sit dead in hand. Upgrade from evidence, not from a creator's shopping cart. Ask your group what power level and house expectations they use before replacing anything. The exact Amazon listing was checked September 7. Seller, delivery, and availability can still change at checkout. A pre-constructed commander deck is useful because it gives every card a starting relationship. Keep the supplied list intact for 3 games, write down the cards stranded in hand, and ask the table about its pace. Upgrade the repeated problem. Buying 10 attractive singles before the first shuffle is not tuning, it is redecorating a room you have not entered. Yumi says, draft night begins with 4 people and 1 agreement about who keeps the cards. Romance follows administration. Draft night is a real event in a box, but it expects exactly 4 drafters. Draft night contains 12 play boosters, 1 collector booster, 90 lands and tokens. Wizards positions it for 4 players using a pick-2 draft. The arithmetic matters. 12 play boosters divided among 4 players means 3 boosters per person. The additional collector booster is a separate premium flourish, not a 4th draft pack for everyone. This is appealing when 4 people want the ritual and somebody would rather buy one coherent event than assemble lands and packs separately. It is not the right first purchase for one learner, and it does not leave each player with a tuned constructed deck. Draft decks are built for that event. Before opening, agree who keeps the collector booster contents and the drafted cards. Nothing chills a friendly table faster than discovering the ownership rules during the shiny part. Draft Night's most important component is not cardboard, it is the agreement about ownership. Decide whether each drafter keeps their pool, whether the host keeps everything, and who receives the shared collector booster before seals break. A 30-second conversation prevents the evening's only genuinely unpleasant combat step. Dax says a case earns the bag space when it protects the deck you play, otherwise it is luggage for an aspiration. Bundle versus play boosters, sampler or shared drafting material. The bundle contains 9 play boosters plus lands, a promo and table accessories. It is a convenient personal sampler and a useful source of basic lands. It is not advertised as a complete constructed deck. Loose play boosters or a display make more sense when the group intends to draft or when opening the set is explicitly the entertainment. Neither route is efficient for obtaining one named card. Once you can name the card, the random product has stopped being a search tool and become a lottery with excellent art direction. For a first buyer choosing between the verified Amazon bundle and Commander deck, ask one question: do you want a pile to explore or a deck to play? Bundle for the first, Commander for the second. The bundle makes sense when you want a contained sample, lands, and a keepsake box. A play booster display makes sense when multiple drafts or a larger opening session is the event. Neither is efficient when the real goal is one named card. In that case, wait for listings, compare the single, and let somebody else perform the ritual sacrifice to variance. Imani says, your first commander game is reconnaissance. Let the deck tell you what it needs before surgery. Collector Boosters and the Serialized Bloodline Recollector Wizards says 500 Serialized Bloodline Recollector cards can appear in Reality Fracture Collector Boosters of any language, although the serialized cards themselves are English only. Non-serialized versions are mechanically identical. The serial number changes scarcity and collector appeal. It does not make the card stronger during a game. That distinction is the entire collector boundary. Buy collector boosters if premium treatments and a very small chance at a serialized object are the experience you knowingly want. Do not buy them to build a first deck, and do not turn one of 500 exists into an unsupported claim about your odds in a particular box. Wizards has not said every display contains one. A premium opening deserves premium handling. Clean hands, soft sleeves ready, rigid protection for the exceptional pull, and a calm inspection under neutral light. A camera and a receipt do more for provenance than ceremonial panic. The publisher's serialized disclosure is narrow. 500 serialized bloodline recollectors, printed in English, may appear in collector boosters of any language. It does not promise one per case, assign future value, or make the non-serialized card weaker. The premium lane is for treatment hunters who can enjoy the opening after assuming the headline card will not appear. Margot says, a foil that surprises you is delightful. A foil you expected to pay the rent is a budgeting error. Protection that fits the product instead of the fantasy shopping list for the commander deck. Start with 100 opaque standard size sleeves and a box rated for the sleeving method you use. A Sidekick XL or similar premium box leaves room for tokens and thicker double sleeving. Add a binder only if you're keeping a set or trade collection. Add a mat because you love the artwork or need a clean play surface, not because the deck refuses to function on a table. Collector booster pulls have a different workflow: soft sleeve first, then a properly sized rigid holder for cards worth isolating. Keep receipts and clear seller records. Do not test authenticity with destructive tricks. The product carousel below treats gear as alternatives. Nobody needs 8 boxes to protect one deck. The expensive option should solve a real handling problem, not merely stand closer to the checkout lighting. Start with opaque outer sleeves and a box that fits the sleeved deck without pressure. Add inner sleeves when replacement cost or frequent handling makes the extra bulk worthwhile. A binder is for browsing a collection. A rigid magnetic holder is for an isolated display card. The commander deck does not become safer because every form of plastic arrives at once. Yumi says, pass the pack, keep the pace, and explain the pick after the draft. Nobody needs a lecture between every card. A release week checklist that does not require clairvoyance on October 2, confirm the final card list, current format legality, and the exact product language. compare the live seller and delivery terms. If you're attending an event, ask the store which format it is running and what is included. Bring sleeves, a way to track life and a willingness to read the card in front of you. After launch, TCG Player sales reports can show what sold on that marketplace during a stated period. They cannot prove worldwide demand, future value, or how many unique people bought a card. Until a dated report exists, Reality Fracture belongs in the announced release column, not a fabricated bestseller chart. The best first week question is pleasantly dull: did this product create the game night I wanted? That answer survives after the thumbnails stop shouting. Release week information changes quickly. Confirm the final checklist, current legality, event contents, language, and seller on the day you act. Puzzlewick records the date of every primary source pass because current without a date is merely confidence wearing a lanyard. Dax says the premium travel kit is excellent when you travel. Sitting under the bed is not a qualifying event. What the current demand signals do and do not prove as of September 7, TCG Player's public bestseller endpoint is showing released Pokémon, One Piece, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Products rather than Reality Fracture. That is expected for an October release. It also prevents us from calling Reality Fracture a measured sales leader today. Wizard's own product page is the authoritative source for release date, contents, and the serialized treatment. TCG Player becomes useful after launch for bounded marketplace observations. Your local store is useful for event availability. These are different kinds of evidence. Combining them carefully is research. Blending them into one exciting adjective is advertising. TCG Player's public surfaces can reveal what its marketplace is emphasizing and what sold within a stated report window. They do not publish a worldwide census, and a pre-order page cannot establish post-release demand. This guide will separate the first real sales period from launch noise when that evidence exists. Final verdict: for a beginner, Multiverse Reforged is the cleanest one-player purchase and Draft Night is the cleanest four-player purchase. The bundle is a pleasant set sampler, not a complete deck. Collector boosters belong to people who knowingly want treatments and scarcity theater. Imani's rule is simple: decide what will happen at the table before deciding what should arrive in the mail. Frequently asked questions: when does Magic: The Gathering Reality Fracture release? Wizards of the Coast lists October 2, 2026 as the release date. What should a beginner buy from Reality Fracture? Choose Multiverse Reforged for one complete commander deck. Choose Draft Night only when four people want the packaged Pictou draft. A bundle or play boosters do not create a complete constructed deck. What is in Reality Fracture Draft Night? Wizards lists 12 play boosters, 1 collector booster, 90 lands and tokens for a 4-player Pictou draft. Are serialized Bloodline Recollector cards stronger? Number Wizard says the non-serialized versions are mechanically identical. Serialization changes scarcity and presentation, not rules text. Does a Reality Fracture collector booster guarantee a serialized card? No such box guarantee is stated on the official product page. The publisher says 500 serialized copies exist in collector boosters of any language.